Disclaimer, this show contains coarse language, terrible banter, and mature themes which may not be suitable for younger audiences. Parental guidance is advised.
It's the Morning Shag Run Back, everybody, for Thursday the 2nd of May, 2024.
2024. Good morning, everybody.
I feel like this week gone fast or what?
It has gone fast.
Yeah.
We had a bit of a disordered morning, didn't we?
Oh, man, everybody was... We're all over the show.
Our hair's all over the show.
What's this hell business?
What the hell, man?
What's hell?
What's our business?
It's ours. It's us Regan's, together Regan's, as a collective.
Well, let's describe Regan's hair right now, Gabs.
That's beautiful.
It's giving a give up on...
Hey, man, if
getting
I had
some rotten cotton corn, you know, cotton candy type
just shut the hell up,
it's giving...
Okay?
I'm having a midlife crisis.
I've had enough of you two, right?
Do you want some of my wax stick?
No.
Put the wax stick on, man.
Nah, not after where I've seen her put that wax stick.
Just because it's at the back of her neck to get rid of the...
Yeah, comb down your neck here. Yeah.
That's the line.
Damn, man.
Stopped him.
Oh, yeah, way. But yeah, we did have a bit of a rough morning, but it was good. It was good regardless, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm so silly. So I literally thought the cheese balls, I thought, that's why I was asking you said about him going to the toilet, getting the runs.
Oh,
cheese balls. Just as dir for not clicking onto that.
We do talk about cheese ball, man. There is a villain or a opponent, if anything, that claps back at him in the Out of It news. We also talk about Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef. I'm going to just say, man. Mid.
Okay, you know, because I haven't heard it, yeah. And you know how you did your parody of it?
Yeah.
Was it along those lines of him being really nice?
Man, you know what? It was so... No, it wasn't... He was not being nice, but he does, like, he goes on a tangent about all the things that he hates about Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar does all these things about what he hates about Drake.
The
funny thing about it is that Drake, on his story, he puts up a story of 10 Things I Hate About You, of when she's reading her poem.
Yeah.
And he's like saying, that's what Kendrick sounds like. It's like, I hate that you make me mad. I hate that you blah, blah, blah.
I didn't see this. That's
thought that was fucking funny, man. Like, to meme his way out of this one, man. And everybody's like, even on TikTok, a lot of people are agreeing, too, is that, like, as Kendrick Lamar fans, they're just a little bit disappointed, you know? Could have been better. Could have been done a lot better.
Maybe he's, you know, he doesn't want to enable the toxicness around the beef. He just wants to... change it up.
Well, the theory is that it's just a warning shot. You know, that wasn't actually the full thing that he's got. That's not the bomb that he's got underneath. So
it's to come.
It could be. Who, you know?
Oh, sorry.
Was that?
No.
Yeah, no, we're just talking about...
No, I heard you, but I was like, to come. I was like, hey.
Your favorite part.
No, I was thinking there's more to come.
What's wrong with you two?
Why did she come in on that part?
Because,
Hey, yo, this guy needs some milk.
He needs some milk.
Talk about a bit of throwback talk as well. Talking all about some missing clothing brands. You know, we're like, where the hell are some of these clothing brands? A lot of late Texas did come in a bit later.
Yeah.
Cocoland Apparel. I do not know this one. What is that one?
That was the one I was talking about.
Oh, the one that does all the parody kind of clothes.
Yeah. They did like Boil Up King and like Subway, Fobway and stuff.
Bobo Hardware was another one. Was another one. But the one that
Bobo
got me,
Hardware, yeah, yes.
The one that got me the most was these Lowrider tees, the Rolling Hard tees.
Yeah.
Bruh. Those were mean as... Oh, you know what? The other one? The wrestling ones. The OG wrestling...
Yes.
Oh, man, you guys need to bring that back.
My friend Spell, or our friend Spell, I should say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He spent $300 on a T-shirt. Like, it was an original Undertaker one.
Yeah.
He, like, collects vintage T-shirts.
And he knows... He can tell when it's fake and not, and that stuff as well. Another one that came up was my favourite, British Shoes. I fully forgot to mention that one.
I got some British Knights for my school shoes one time.
Yeah. No, I was using those as well. But the cool thing about it was that you could pull the British sign out of the shoe, and people would replace that sign with, like, Nike. Put like a Nike little thing inside it.
Doesn't that what they do at the markets?
Nah, I mean, it was cool for us back in the day because, you know, you could customize your shoe. It was pretty cool. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of chats in there. We'll let you get into the show, eh? Easy.
Enjoy it. If you want to listen to us live, 103.8 New FM and Tamaki Makaurau. Everywhere else, it's iHeartRadio. We'll catch you guys later.
Running Amok, The Morning Shack with Tim Reeves and Gabby.
Woo! Good morning.
one of them days.
It's just one of them days.
Good morning, everybody. It is the Morning Shack for Thursday, the 2nd of May, 2024.
Oh, man. You know, hump day is, I think we're already thinking about the weekend. Hey, and this weather, it's not making it any better.
Nah. It was like, I don't know if it was storming out here, but in Central, it's like pretty stormy.
It's stormy out my ways as well. And there's like this new like road layout near Papakura. Man, it's kind of messy.
You know what it is, bro? It's the Popeyes, brother.
It is, man.
It has to be.
You just messed us all up, Popeyes. Yeah. You didn't even bring any chicken around these ways.
Yeah, sheesh. Come on now.
Oh, man. Anyways, hope everybody's having a great day. Just like we are today with my two best friends in the world.
We're all having bad hair days in the studio.
I don't know where you're getting that from, man. I looked in the mirror today and I said, man, I look pretty good.
That's the problem.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Good morning.
There we go. Let's get into it, eh? Let's reintroduce ourselves to the wider chat community. Regan, let them know, please.
Hey, man, I go by the name of Regan, a.k.a. Robin Hood Reeks, but still the game, baby.
Give it a little, baby, give it a little.
It's your Nana's ex-boyfriend. How's she been? How's she doing?
You know, I'm still waiting for my Popeyes.
Oh, I'm going to pop your eye in a minute, Nance. It's the Big Toke, Big Smoke, a.k.a. the new way in Super Saiyan, a.k.a. Mr. Burns, because everything we've been doing here is excellent. Who the hell are you, bro?
They call me Young Pitapit, baby, a.k.a. Gladywap, a.k.a. Tinfoil Timmy.
Why is that, bro?
Because I got the game wrapped up, baby. They call me Timmy, Tui, Buzza, Scoop. Young Delson, baby, I spit out for you.
Yoga Flame.
Perfect.
Timmy, I'm Fuego, pulling up with 40, which is Shorty and the Gooniest of the Goon Squad.
Hey, you guys.
Let them know, Gabby, let them know.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Gabby with 1B, and make that a captain's our beat, taking over the morning shack. And she'll be running her back, running tracks, running my mouth, because she do nothing but spit straight facts.
Oh,
okay. That's Booker G to the A to the B-E-Y, so you better think how to be a little jokey joke, because we're here to bring the schmoke. I still got all the answers and advice absolutely nobody has asked for. She's your new favourite radio hostess with the mostest, a.k.a. Gabby on the Rocks, a.k.a. Holy Spice, a.k.a. Booker G, because can you dig it?
And you know what? I've got my Kathmandu jacket on and a jumper underneath that. And you're wearing a couple of layers too. You're wearing four layers.
Mm-hmm. I've got my Lorna Jane on. I've got my...
Oh, my gosh.
What did you guys call it? I've got my... Anyway, I've got a few layers.
Oh, my gosh. Too many. What we got for today's hot tea?
We're making things a little more complicated.
My life's really complicated. And Regan's hair's complicated as well.
Life's like this, if you didn't know. Because I was a skater boy. See you later, boy.
Oh. La, 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 la.
Oh.
La, 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 la.
That's the way it is. Chill out, what you yelling for? Lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in my car and you're talking to me one-on-one, but you've become somebody else like everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool. You look like a fool to me. Tell me why you have to go and make things so complicated. I see the way you're acting like it's somebody else getting me frustrated. And life's like this, you. And you fall and you call and you break and you take what you get and you turn it into. Honestly, if I'm here, I'm gonna find you taken. No, no, no.
I hate you, Mom. Sorry.
You ruined my life, Mom. I'm just in my basement, Mom, okay? I just want to play the game.
Let me play my Nintendo 64, Mom.
When my door's closed, don't come knocking, all right?
When you hear the vacuum, you know I'm vacuuming my room.
Good morning, everybody.
What's everybody been up to yesterday?
Well, for me, I had a whole bunch of meetings and running around to do.
Oh, that's why your hair's stressed.
You didn't have any meetings. Why is your hair like that?
I have my Nana.
Yeah, that's just a lot of stress. Nothing else other than that. I had a few meetings, ran around Auckland, and then got home. It was about like 1:45, locked out. Didn't have my damn key to get in. I only had the key with the car.
Mm.
I had to wait for an extra hour. for my missus to get home.
You didn't jump the window?
Nothing was open. I was surprised that the kids actually protected the house for once. And that was pretty much me, man. Ended up just chilling for the rest of the day. Listened to the old Kendrick diss track as well. Broke it down, watched it. Which I'm going to be talking later on about in the morning tea today. But yeah, that was just me chilling. Not much. What about you, Gab? What did you get up to?
What did I get up to?
Brushing hair wasn't one of them.
Shush, man. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I have to show you guys this.
I have
found it's called a wax stick. And I've seen the white girls who go to the gym use this.
Is it for the mustache?
It's for everything.
Oh, you can wax your mustache?
It's to, like, tame your hair.
Oh.
So it's, like, slick.
Oh.
So I want to try it on news. No, I'm kidding. It's $30. I don't want to waste it.
So it's like Dex wax.
Is that what you guys call it?
Like Vaseline.
Pretty much.
Mm. But you got Vaseline right there by
you. You're doubling up.
I know, I'm doubling up. My lips are dry this morning. Look, I'm having a bad morning.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Nah, yeah. I didn't get up too much. I just went to the gym. I cooked myself dinner. I sent a picture of my dinner to Lecky to show him, and he said, "That's not even hard."
That's not even cool.
I just wanted some validation. Anyway, that was my and that was my day.
Nice.
What about you, Tim? What'd you get up to?
Man, I went to go get my car fixed. My car's still in the shop at the moment.
Dang.
I got the courtesy car.
Yeah.
And, we're going to talk about that courtesy car soon.
It looked like it done some miles, man. Being through the ringer.
Biggest can't be choosers.
Yeah.
And then I went home, had a sleep, and then I went to the theatre.
You went to the theatre?
Yeah, the theatre.
What'd you watch, love?
I watched the I Love Thy G.
Very nice.
I Love the Gareth. It was good. I thought I had tickets for the weekend, and then my bro was like, no, it's for tonight. I was like, I have to wake
school
up.
School night, yeah.
We saw you crying, bro.
It's an emotional one, bro.
It's a good one.
It's a goodie.
It's a banger.
I'm trying to get into tonight's show, but it's too full.
I got to go next week with my family.
But that's okay. Don't say it like you're depressed about it.
Yeah. Ever since Beulah said, bring the kids, I said, no, we have to bring the kids now.
To be honest, all my family all of a sudden wants to go to the theatre. I'm like, you don't even come to my theatre shows.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That you never thought you needed to know until you heard it from Leander Bro.
And Gibbs.
Today's irrelevant news. Yesterday we talked about the cheese ball man. If you did not hear, there was a man in New York City. And all he did was help the people out.
Oh, he ate 3 liters of cheese balls.
Yes.
What an idiot.
And Cheese Ball Man was there.
Cheese Ball Man was born.
He had thousands of people watching him eat a huge tub of cheese balls in the middle of Central Park.
5,000.
Yeah.
5,000.
So we talked yesterday. We talked about, hey, man, like, there needs to be a villain to the story.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, well, a villain just entered the chat.
What, overnight?
Yeah, kind of.
Overtime.
A little bit.
Overtime.
Yeah. So, Christchurch, they kind of have this old love-hate relationship with the North Island. You know what I mean? Especially Aucklanders. They're all like, just another Aucklander. And they look at us a bit like, yuck.
Disgusting.
We're from South Auckland.
Yeah.
I think Hamilton's a bit like that too.
Yeah, they hate us.
They look at us like that. Yep.
We're looking down on you like that.
Philadelphia is the equivalent to New York City.
True.
They hate New Yorkers.
You hate the Phillies, man.
Is that your Philly accent?
Don't ever do that again, all right?
That was like my Jersey accent. No, it sucked. Never mind. Yeah.
It was close enough.
Anyways.
I want some pizza. Okay, sorry. Continue your story.
Yeah, so Philadelphia is only a 2-hour drive away from New York City. I've been to both, and they're both completely different cities. They're real weird, and but both really etched in the history of America. Anyway, they've struck back at Cheeseball Man. They've said, "We did it first." They had a guy called Chicken Man.
Chicken Man.
Yep. And I'm not talking, that's not Regan, that was Regan's nickname on the indoor netball team.
That was my old name back in the days. I wasn't from Philly.
So Chicken Man, he has been eating one rotisserie chicken for the last 50 days.
Just back to back.
Just every day at midday.
For the last
50
days.
Yeah, and I'm going to put the two posters up on our thing. He's pretty much copied exactly what the dude did. right? On the cheese ball, man, it's watch me eat this entire jar of cheese balls. Another one's like, watch me eat an entire rotisserie chicken. But he does it every single day for 40 days.
40 days, man. You got to come down to the park, man. Watch me eating some chicken.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I've just realized cheese balls are like the chips, eh?
Yeah.
What were you thinking? Cheese balls?
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna throw a ball at you.
Yeah, you need to go back to the States, man.
Oh, I really cheese, do.
Did you? Yeah. So, So he's been copied. And
wow.
The chicken man has struck out. He struck back.
He said, nah, we started this first.
Yeah, he said, y'all are yawning. That's what.
Y'all are yawning, man.
Yawning.
Yeah, he said, well, I know that you copied me, cheese ball man, and I'm coming for you.
Oh, I'm coming for you.
Today, yesterday we talked about the cheese ball man, who was a guy that ate a whole tub of cheese ball in Central Park and told everybody to come around, watch me eat this whole tub.
Come and watch me eating this cheese balls, man.
Man, and this is what he sounded like.
There was a moment that I was definitely going to throw up, and then people said, keep it down really loudly, so I just kept it in.
Keep it down, so I just kept it in.
There we go. But the Philadelphia Massive has come through and said, hey, you guys are just ripping off our chicken, man. And their chicken man just ate a rotisserie chicken every single day.
I've been eating the same thing for 40 days, man.
That sounds a little bit closer to the Philadelphia.
I've been eating the same thing for 40 days, man.
Don't ever do that again. Stop. Okay.
Dang.
One is enough. Okay, but it got me thinking about, like, things that rip off, you know, the rip-off ones.
You
that person ripped that one off.
This is the original, and you are just the rip-off version.
Yeah. And sometimes it's not who does it first, it's who does it best. Gabby, has anybody ripped you off?
Or what are the things like?
Yeah.
You know?
What is that?
Come back to me. Come back to me. Yeah. I need a...
What about your headband? I've seen LeBron James rip that off.
He copied me.
Yeah, he does this to
hardly
ever.
He's got hardly any hair.
Yep.
You know what?
Regan, pull your headband out.
Nah, it's in my pocket.
Okay.
Something that I do think that, you know, we started the movement on this, which was when the music video doesn't match. Okay, Oost Gang, one of the very first people I seen start this up. Then I go and see all these other people trying to start doing the same thing.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Who? Call them out right now.
Some Americans.
Nah.
They do it better. They do a little bit better. They got money. They're all dressed up in black.
Yeah, but do they have the culture, the
we
flavor?
We started it first, exactly. Though. We did it first. Okay?
That's a big one.
I'm going to say that. At least.
I'm going to speak my truth on this one because I haven't really spoke on this very much.
Yep.
Enough of the damn pie reviews.
Oh.
I see them everywhere now.
Oh.
But you know who the OG was when nobody was doing it.
You're my sons.
Yes.
You're my sons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you've inspired me now. I'm going to go there.
Get it.
Okay, so I've been wearing sets for years, like color sets. And now everybody wants to wear color on color sets. I see all the brands making all these hoodie track pant sets, and I'm like, I was wearing that years ago.
Oh.
Keep up.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh.
I was wearing headbands years ago, too. A white girl wears it, and all of a sudden it's a trend.
Boom. See what I'm saying? This happens to us. We're the culture setters.
Mm.
We're the trailblazers here.
Why are you laughing? All right, I'm angry.
Oh.
Shut the hell up. You sound like a ghost.
Oh. Damn, we started this. We started the movements out here, man. Hey?
That's right.
Yeah.
I said it.
Sick of these rip-offs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, there's something on the tip of my tongue. Should I get it off?
Say it. Say it.
Yo, we speak like ourselves on the radio.
Oh, damn.
That's the problem.
Oh, now all of a sudden everybody else want to do that.
Damn.
Feel me? Okay.
Shuttles.
Morning, Shaq. For your out of it news, talking about the guy just biting the bro's style.
Mm.
When it comes to eating the cheese balls, he was like, nah, man, I did that first.
Hey, man.
Sometimes it's not who does it first, it's who does it best.
Who is doing it better out of those two, though?
I think the cheese balls is a little bit more, there's a little bit more suspense to that, you know? Mm. One, two, three, you know, you can start counting them down.
Yeah.
But with the chicken, you don't know, you can go anywhere.
I like how he's eating it for 40 days straight.
See, I like that. I respect that.
I can respect that.
So least. Nothing else?
No. At the same time, every day he'll get a whole chicken and he'll sit in the same place and just eat it.
I like the consistency of that, but I also like the intensity of the cheese ball, man.
Can't we just all get along, though? You know what I mean?
No.
Nah. No, not after that last break we had.
I'm
clapping on anyone.
I'm scared now. People are coming for us.
Oh, yeah.
But let's just welcome it. Bring it in. That's all we want to do.
Yeah.
We want to start some Kendrick beef.
More on that later.
Yeah. But, it got me thinking, hey, is there other things that you bought or anything else that made you go, man, this is better than the original?
This is a ripoff.
Yeah. The Mega Ring. I honestly think those cheap little $10 a box ones are better than the Mega Ring ones, the OGs.
Once upon a time, man, I used to rate Yum Yum noodles over everyone beforehand, so I can see what you mean.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I found a cookie at the moment that I always get, and it's from the low, it's only like a dollar thing, and I just go hard.
Damn.
Peanut cookies.
From where?
From, like, Countdown. They're like cheap ass. They're better than the expensive Huggins ones.
Peanut brownies.
Yeah.
Dang.
I like a peanut brownie.
Damn.
This was just a normal cookie. It's not a peanut brownie.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Try them, people, if you're out there. Cabin Bread's another one. They sell those...
Breakfast cracker go harder than a cabin bread. I'll tell you that much. Breakfast cracker, creamier.
Amen.
They're good.
Because it costs like a dollar extra and it's like,
I know what you mean, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gabs, have you found any alternatives for things that you're like, yeah, this is cheaper than the regular, I'm just going to go with that one?
Yeah. The milk.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I drink oat milk or coconut milk.
Oh, okay.
But the Countdown version, way better than, like, So Good or, like, you know, the more expensive brands. One,
why do people look down on the long life milk? That's what I want to know. Yeah. You know the one that comes that's not...
I think about powdered milk.
No, yeah, that too. But you know the one that's not in the carton, in the freezer?
Is it like a powder?
Yeah, no, it's just like in a little carton.
I haven't seen that one.
They have a whole row of it at the supermarket.
Oh, true.
It's like where you get your oat milk from.
That's probably because I'm judging these ones and looking at the area. Yuck.
All right, like, that's what you do to homeless people, don't you?
Oh, wow.
I've seen him do it. Good morning, everybody. This morning, I want to talk about this poor lady who's made the paper.
Ah.
And she ruined her holiday pretty much.
Did she invite you to your holiday?
Sure. So she's in the New Zealand Herald, and she's been described as a disorderly tourist. She spent 48 hours in jail after she arrived too drunk at Rarotonga International Airport and resisted police.
Oh, wow.
I've got her name here, but I'm not going to read it because, you know, I have some respect.
Yeah, Shelley. Oh, no, sorry.
Rigiana. So she appeared in the Cook Islands Criminal Court just last Wednesday for offences. Recorded on April 16th when she arrived. She got a bit too...
Too horsey
on the plane on the way there.
Yeah.
And she resisted arrests when challenged over her aggressive and verbally abusive behaviour in the International's arrival hall. Hey, have you guys been to Raro?
Yes.
I haven't.
You haven't? Okay, so when you arrive at Raro, like, they have the old men, they're a band and they're playing, you know, they're welcoming everyone with their ukuleles. So good old Shelley here decided to play up.
In front of those guys.
In front of everybody. Oh. In front of everybody. You know, it's quite a wholesome time when you arrive in Rarotonga for anyone that's been. It's like one of the best airports to arrive to.
It should be like a relaxing moment kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
That's why people go to the islands.
Yeah, but when you get there and then you see our good old friend there horsing it.
Yep. She ruined it. Anyway, she got thrown. She spent 48 hours in prison.
Damn, that's 2 days on holiday.
Shame.
And then she was ordered by the court. She wasn't allowed to drink while she stayed for her holiday. I mean, that charge did get dismissed.
Yeah.
Her defense attorney, they did argue with the judge that was too much of a punishment.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
learned her lesson. So, you know, she didn't have to do that.
Two of the days of her holiday, she was in the cells.
You go for a holiday, you're too drunk, then you get thrown in jail for 48 hours, and then you get told you're not allowed to drink for the rest of your time here. Yes, and this morning we're talking about how did you or someone ruin your holiday? So if you pick up a copy of the New Zealand Herald this morning, you'll see a lady who's made the paper because she ruined her holiday after arriving to Rarotonga just a few weeks ago, being too intoxicated. She'd spent 48 hours in jail, and then the court ordered her that she was not allowed to drink for the remainder of her trip. That got dismissed, though. But what a way to ruin your holiday and waste your money.
We've actually got audio of that person coming into the to the airport.
Oh.
Riggs, if you want to...
Everybody, get out of here. I'm drunk.
Hey, is this when you arrived there?
Get on the ground. I'm not getting off me. I'm not resisting.
You're resisting arrest.
I want to get locked up for 48 hours.
She's probably like, I am new people.
Put your jandal back on.
I just want some donuts and I'll sober up.
Why do you sound like an alien?
I'm trying to go to the palace to get me a nice burger.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Shelly. Thank you, Shelly, for joining us in the studio this morning.
That was great. That was great.
So, yeah, we wanted to know, how did you or someone ruin your holiday? You two, you look like you both ruin things.
You know, I remember one time when I took my son to Tokelau, and it was supposed to be like a memorable kind of thing, a father and son bonding time. It would be both our first times going to Tokelau, and it was like, oh, this is going to be cool. Man, my son ruined the entire trip, man. He stayed indoors. He didn't want to do anything. As soon as he found someone who had an iPad over there, he just stuck with them the entire time.
Wow.
He didn't go out. He didn't play with the kids. He thought they were all little peasants or whatever. He just thought he was better than everyone. I think it was like it's either culture shock or something. But, man, I was like, you need to get the hell out of the house and do something, boy. He's like, nah, Dad, I'm just gonna hang around here. Do you want to come swimming? Nah, I'm all right. I'm just going to chill. We're going to see the pigs and all this. Nah, that's okay. You're ruining the whole damn trip, boy.
Damn.
I said, man, I'm not taking your butt anywhere. in regards to culture and islands. Nah, I'm going to try to take my little son Levi, see how he goes next time.
Send him into the plantation.
I might just send Isaac on his own to New York for a year, pick him back up. So my mom did to me. Well, what? Sorry. Anyways. Tim, bro, what about you?
My son, we went to Japan. I was just like, let's just go to Japan.
That's the good thing.
And my son just kept spending his, because you get a little card, like a Air Force card. Like the kids get it for their trains, to get on the trains.
Mm.
You can use them with the vending machines as well. Man, the amount of times I'm like, stop buying things from the vending machine.
You need to get on the train.
I would turn around, I'd look back, he'd be at a vending machine just putting stuff in his bag. Just, yep, like it was free.
Now you got no money to get on the train.
Yeah, so I had to pay for his trains all the time. So anyway, that's what happened with my one.
Oh,
I had my little brother, when we went to America for the first time, it was just me, him, and my dad. I was 8, he was 4.
Yeah.
He cried the entire trip for my mom.
Oh.
We were at Disneyland.
Oh, come on!
And he was crying. Yes, good morning, everybody. This morning we're talking about how did you or someone else ruin your holiday. This is off the back of a lady who, she arrived to Rarotonga a bit too intoxicated. She got thrown in jail for 48 hours.
Damn.
So we wanted to know, how was your holiday ruined? I'm going to get straight into the sex line. Someone said, my wife ruined our honeymoon.
My wife?
Sorry. She ruined our honeymoon when her water broke and we didn't get a honeymoon anymore.
Damn.
Oh, but you got a little blessing.
That's...
No?
Yeah. Damn.
I guess I'll understand when I'm a parent one day, eh?
One day.
Someone said, my boy who will remain anonymous ruined our boy's Bali trip when he horsed it. Went missing for 2 days, then we find out he was in Bali jail for disorderly behaviour.
Damn, someone watched The Hangover one time and he just went all in there, man. Someone's also texting through, my dad crashed our rental car.
Oh, no. I hope you bought insurance on that.
Hard life, man.
Yeah, someone else said, my husband ruined our holiday in Fiji last year when he got too drunk and had a punch-up with an Aussie tourist. You know, some of those Aussies, they do be...
They do be egging you on a little bit sometimes, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, mate. Oh, man.
And to wrap us all up, someone said, my kids always ruin our holidays, so we can't wait for them to grow up so me and my wife can leave them at home and go by ourselves.
Yes, I'm waiting
can't
for
wait
that.
Can't wait for that day. That sweet day.
Well, you know what? Today's your lucky day, because congratulations. We're actually giving away.
Oh, shut the hell up.
Shut up.
Giving gabs away. My cranium is... It's blowing up at the moment, you know. I was looking through some old clothes the other day and I was like, man, sifting through, And I was like, firstly, I got way too many clothes.
Yeah, man.
I had way too many clothes from people that used to give me a lot of things. But I was looking through some of my older stuff, and I came across a hoodie, and I was like, oh my gosh, where the hell is this brand? Like, why? I haven't seen anybody rocking this brand ever since way back, early 2000s.
Oh, should we take a guess?
Try and guess.
Von Dutch.
No, no, I wasn't a Von Dutch kind of guy. What about you, Tim? What do you reckon?
FUBU.
Oh, pretty close, yeah. Down that lane, yeah.
Fila.
No, I wasn't a Fila kind of guy. I was a different kind of Fila. Yeah.
Ben Davies.
You're getting down the right track.
Oh, sorry.
This brand, I don't know if any people can remember this brand, but it's called Triple Five Soul.
What?
Nah, never heard of it.
Bruh, that's like, I can describe the hoodie for you guys. So it's a normal hoodie, but on the hoodie, it's like got graffiti kind of writing on it. And like, man, I remember everybody was rocking this in the early 2000s. Triple Five Soul, nobody remember this?
Who's everybody? Because we don't know this brand.
Oh my gosh. You, like, everyone, you could get these hoodies at the market. And man, when I, because, you know, back then, graffiti was like a cool thing in the early 2000s. Not many people were like, could bomb and all that stuff. So having something like that on your hoodie was like mean, eh? So that was what the brand was. It's like, it says Triple Five Soul, but it's all built in like, in sort of like graffiti bombing kind of writing.
Was it American?
I think it was.
Yeah, it was. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
That stuff, right? Triple Five Soul.
Triple Five Soul. So I was buzzing out, and I was like, well, where is this brand? Like, are there any more brands like these days? I don't remember. I can't see anybody wearing it anymore, but what happened to that brand?
Mm.
You know, it got me thinking about what are some of the clothing labels, and you're wondering, where the hell are they? Talking all about these clothing labels, and you're just like, man, whatever happened to that clothing label? I was looking through some of my old clothes back in the days, and I was like, damn, found this old hoodie. It was from the brand called Triple Five Soul. I don't know, can't believe nobody remembers this. This hoodie was popping, man, back in the days. Everybody had one of these hoodies, and I was like, where the hell is this clothing label gone? Man, I never see this anywhere. Nobody's rocking it, even the past 10 years, you know? It was just one hoodie that popped off, and then that was it.
What stores did they sell it at?
Mainly at the markets. The Mangere Markets was where I bought my first one. It was an orange one, which is the one that I have.
Oh, okay.
I need to bring this in and show you guys, man. This thing is hella old. But yes, clothing labels that have disappeared. Where are they these days? Which ones are you guys missing? Gabs?
Paul Frank.
Paul Frank. What is that one?
Did you guys ever hear?
Yep.
No, Paul Frank.
That's the one with the monkey.
The monkey.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Where is it? Where have you gone? I used to have this Paul Frank bag, this denim one.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
I do remember now. I had a pair of Paul Frank pajamas.
Oh
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Those were pretty.
It was the original Bape.
Ah, true. Tell me, bro, you're a pretty stylish dude, man. What was what's one of the clothing labels that you're like, man, where are these clothing?
Man, they used
brands?
To have these things called like Technicolor t-shirts.
Technicolor.
Did you ever get down with those?
Are they the ones that got lights on them?
No. These are the ones. I don't know how they did it, but it was like heat sensitive, so if you touched it, it would change color. Yeah, you put your hand on the thing and you can put your like whole handprint on people's shoulders.
Here in NZ.
Yeah, man. It was, man, if somebody can back me up here, I don't know if anybody else. Yeah, Technicolor, they're called.
Technicolor. Technicolor. Man, see, this is crazy.
And they were around the same time as like Origin jeans.
Yeah.
Origin jeans were like the jeans that were like different colors and really thick. Yeah, going back. But Technicolor, man.
Technicolor.
I remember having one. I remember having a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And then someone spilled a red raspberry drink on it.
Yeah.
Man, it ruined the whole thing.
So they didn't make it, like, waterproof.
No. But, like,
that's buzzy that you could
pigments.
Touch.
Yeah.
Through heat.
Yeah, heat. It had a heat-sensitive pigment in it that made it change colour. Maybe I'm imagining this. Can someone text through if they've had one?
Confirm me.
Wait,
maybe I just made that up in my brain.
Because if you spilled your drink on it and then it ruined it, how did it get washed? How could you wash it?
You don't wash it.
Nah, that was it pretty much for the t-shirt, eh? Yeah. It was done for.
Nah, you wash it, but it would slowly fade out.
Oh,
but because there was a red stain on it, you had to wash
it
heap, so I didn't.
It's one of those times where you just wish that those clothing labels would just come back once again, you know? We're talking all about clothing labels from back in the days where they're like, man, where is this clothing label gone, man? Like, there's some ones that have, like, lasted throughout the years, you know? And there was times where some of these clothing labels just had a one-hit wonder, you know? Dropped a hoodie one time and then that was the craze and then disappeared off the map. What are those clothing labels, okay? We're going around over to the text line. 466. Somebody text on through. Who remembers Player 69 hoodies?
What?
Damn.
I cannot remember.
This was around the time, and this was around the 555 Soul time, so I understand exactly where this was. USA jumpers were a thing. Yeah, they had a massive USA print on it. Joker was the other one, and Player 69 was the other one. Man,
man, what was the name of the T-shirt brand that you could buy at? And they did like all of the island and
the memes. Yep. Dawn Raid made a few of those.
Yeah, but it was the Dawn Raid, but it was before then. They were, if somebody remembers.
It was like Fob Wave.
Yes.
And, oh, like Fresh Off the Boat T-shirt?
Yeah, Fresh Off the Boat T-shirt.
Damn, that's right.
Yeah, I haven't seen many. I remember I used to see everywhere, like T-shirts with the suburbs.
Yeah.
Like every suburb. True.
Yeah.
Now it's only 275 doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone texted in, where's Victoria's Secret gone?
Oh, my God.
They're at the airport, the international airport. They've got a store.
Yeah. I don't know.
Australia.
Someone said, where's Mossimo?
Yes, or Stussy.
Stussy and Mossimo.
I put a Stussy.
Is it Mossimo? Or is it Mossimo?
Either way.
I used to call it Mossimo and Stussy.
Stussy. Damn.
What about Rip Curl?
I think they're still going strong.
Rip Curl doing all right, but like their presence is not as like big as they were back in the days, man. Like even like I think about Quicksilver and Roxy.
Yeah. Like, true.
Those, they're still around, but like, bro, someone just sticks on through Globe. Oh, you remember rocking those shoes, bro?
The club or the...
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Those skate shoes with the fat-ass tongue. Yeah. Those DCs.
Yeah, well, oh, I forgot to say, Brands has texted on through before, and he said, I used to rock a blue 555 Soul hoodie. So
you're not alone, Brands. Okay. Now it's time to get into your morning tea. Pretty much everything that is going on in the headline news, and we break it a little bit down over here, okay? We're talking all about Kendrick Lamar, who has finally responded back to Drake after Drake has dropped his diss track called Push Ups. Kendrick fires back with a diss track called Euphoria. Now, we had a chance to listen to this pretty much all day yesterday on my way home. I was just trying to break it down, listen to people's, you know, thoughts and what was going on, what was being said. My opinion, it's quite mid. I'm going to be straight up.
What does that mean?
Like, it's quite like...
Average.
Average. It's not like I didn't feel like, oh my gosh, what the hell? He's got a few good lines in there, but I was expecting him to spill the tea or really show up, and I still reckon Push Ups is a better diss track, to be honest.
Who did Push Ups? Drake.
Drake. And what I admire more about Push Ups is that, like, he goes at everybody, but he's got a decent theme there, which is Kendrick, you know, had to give 50% of his royalties to somebody else, you know, for all of his hard work. And Kendrick really didn't have too much to say. I mean, he took some of the things that he touches on, which is, I think, is pretty good angles, which is, like, he touches mainly on, like, Drake's insecurity about being black, pretty much. You know, he talks about, you know, you're making up stories about, you know, you used to, you know, do things on the block and hurt people and all that stuff, and you're not really like that, you know. You weren't that dude. You weren't
that
guy.
You're not from the hood.
Yeah, he talks about that.
There's no such things as halfway crooks.
Yeah, he also calls him like a liar and a manipulator, but nothing really standoutish for me. Tim, what do you reckon? What was your thoughts, bro?
I think they're both weak.
Yeah.
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 I'm waiting for Pusha T fatality.
He does mention Pusha T as well.
Yeah, but
to be honest, man, I had to listen to it a few times, and I was just like, it's all right. You know, I still think that Push Ups is, if you had to put them against each other, you know, even if they were both weak, Push Ups probably a better diss track.
Yeah.
In my ears.
To be honest, it wasn't even the best rap track that came out yesterday.
Yeah.
That was Protocols, everybody. Go and listen to Sweated Protocols.
Oh, my mind was going to be blowing, you know, when I listened to Kendrick Lamar's diss track, Euphoria, which came out yesterday. It's a diss track towards Drake. I thought, man, this is going to be a mean-ass thing. It was quite average, you know. Nothing too spectacular that was being said. But that was about it. I mean, there's a few good lines here. He does talk about, you know, Drake having ghostwriters and using AI to kind of help him. But that was about it. Like, Nothing really that was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I still think that Drake is in the lead at the moment when it comes to this this whole rap beef, to be honest. But it got me thinking about disrespect. You know, these guys have been throwing disrespect at each other. I want to see where our disrespect levels lie. What's a, like, something, like a disrespectful place that we should not be going to when it comes to your levels? Gabs?
For me, it's all about proximity. So when I have someone who is not in my circle start mocking me the same way that my circle does, I'm like, who the hell are you? That to me is disrespectful.
Yeah.
Actually I would.
You haven't got enough XP. Yeah.
Look.
You haven't built it up.
Don't bring the smoky smog if you're not ready for it, okay? Because the way me and my circle
roll,
you're going to cry.
Oh, damn.
So when someone tries to roll with me like that and then I give it back and then they cry, I'm like, you started it.
Hey, and you didn't even know me like that.
Nah, but it's mostly like the, okay, you don't know me. Yeah, it's the, you don't know me like that. Like, we don't joke like that.
All right. Well, that's a good thing to know about. Gabs, what are you, Timbro? What's your, where do your disrespectful levels lie, man?
I agree with Gabs. Yeah. If you haven't earned the right to have a love.
Have a little banter.
You know, like there's fun stuff, and then it's like, hold up.
Oh, whoa.
If you open the floodgates, be ready.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I used to say that all the time to kids at my school, like that would try a resume. I was like, if that's what you want to do, if you want to open the floodgates, I'm more than happy to go there. And then some of the other kids are like, don't.
I've been down that
Trust
road.
Trust me, we've seen it. You don't want to go there.
I've been down that
and all
road.
All of a sudden, getting told off by their parents. Yeah. I can't really think of a subject.
Yeah, what about you, Riggs? What's crossing the line for you?
If I've told you something in secret and then you roast me in front of people that I haven't, that don't know that thing about me, and then that's where I'm like, bruh, that's disrespect.
I've got a friend like that. His name is Lecky Jackson Burke.
Tell them secrets and then next thing you know, they're roasting you in front of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Remember that time you wet the bed? Wait. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. I told you that in private and now everyone's laughing at me.